Minnesota AG Keith Ellison, Men and Women's Sports Doesn't Harm Anyone. By Paul Bois on October 9, 2025. Keith Ellison, Attorney General of Minnesota, has insisted that men and women's sports doesn't harm anyone amid the Trump administration's pressure on the state for Title IX violations. Ellison issued his defense of his state allowing men and women's sports during a press conference on Tuesday. Letting the very small number of transgender students in Minnesota play on their school sports teams doesn't harm anyone, but segregating them does, Ellison said. Exclusion is a violation of the Minnesota Human Rights Act, which has protected the rights of trans kids to participate in all extracurricular activities for decades. In late September, the Trump administration announced that Minnesota is in violation of Title IX for its policies on women's sports, as Breitbart News reported at the time. The Department of Education, Ed, and the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, specifically accused the Minnesota Department of Education, MDE, and the Minnesota State High School League, MSHSL, of violating Title IX's prohibition on sex discrimination for their policies prioritizing gender identity over biological reality. The joint finding determined that, over the course of several years, MDE and MSHSL allowed male athletes to compete on the girls' alpine ski team, the girls' Nordic skiing team, the girls' lacrosse team, the girls' track and field team, the girls' volleyball team, and the girls' fast pitch softball team, Ed said in a press release. Ed's Office for Civil Rights initiated an investigation in February after MSHSL publicly said it would follow state law prioritizing gender identity over federal anti-discrimination law and President Donald Trump's executive order keeping men out of women's sports. By June, HHS initiated its own compliance review after a transgender-identifying male athlete from Champlain Park High School snagged several wins in girls' MSHSL softball matches, including a state championship. The Department of Education has given Minnesota 10 days to enter the agreement or potentially lose federal funding. Keith Ellison said he will not back down. I, too, am concerned about the Trump administration's threats to cut education funding for kids across Minnesota. But this matter is before the court right now, Ellison said. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.